Ty Hunter of the Hunter Brothers, the Prides of Shaunavon, Saskatchewan. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Ty, where did we catch you on this fine morning?
Well, you're catching me from the basement of my house right now. I have my two girls who are age 3 and almost 1 upstairs, and so sometimes phone interviews can be a little bit noisy if I'm not secluded in the basement. Otherwise, you get random cries, and I also have multiple animals in the house, so right now I'm just kind of in a hole in my basement.
You're in Shaunavon, eh?
I'm in Shaunavon at the moment. Yeah, that's correct.
All righty. Ty, for the Hunter Brothers and yourself, how has 2020 been despite COVID hitting really hard right now?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just been a change of circumstances for everybody. 2020 has just really, been one of those years where you can't predict really much of anything. You know, on a music front, we're desperately missing shows. That's been one of the hardest things through this year, is just not being able to see everybody and going out on the road, which is what you look forward to every single year. So that has completely changed. In terms of the farm work, we still put the crop in the ground and harvested it as per usual. We were maybe a little more available on the farm this year just due to the circumstances. You still got to put the crop in the ground, and you know, we were basically quarantining all spring, summer, and fall long in a small clear box and a tractor cab. So that happened. We were able to spend more time with our families because typically we're out on the road. So I think it just looked different on a number of fronts. But yeah, I know this year has just been a complete change of events for everybody.
On the music scene here, Ty, you and the brothers have had very much success. You've had 3 top 10 hits, Born and Raised. Those were the nights we're in the top 10. Lost itself hit number 1. How exciting was it, the fact that number 1 you're on Canadian country radio, and number 2 you're hitting the top 10 with some of your songs?
Yeah, it's a very humbling feeling. You know, you referenced the Journey tour at the beginning of this call, and you know, we grew up listening to our one station here in Shaunavon, Saskatchewan, out in the fields, you know, 1490, and it was a country station. It was our only radio station here. And so you would listen to those songs day after day after day. And, you know, to hear one of your songs come on the radio is just a very surreal feeling. It never gets old. And I think the support that we've received from, you know, country radio all across Canada has been very humbling, to say the least. So I think we're just very honored and just very thankful for the opportunity for our music to get out there, and hopefully it's resonating with people and helping people through times like this, because 2020 has been such a crazy year. So you hope that your music really resonates at times, especially like this.
Ty, with the success that you've had and with the group that's had, you're part of a Canadian country music scene that seems to be carrying the load right now and doing so well. How proud are you to be part of that music scene in Canada that is, well, it seems to be carrying the industry right now?
Yeah, so proud. I mean, just looking at, you know, I was looking at the BDS charts the other day, and to see so many Maple Leafs beside artists' names on that chart is really, really incredible. I think this has been one of the strongest times in history for Canadian country music and Canadian country artists. So it's just really exciting to see the support, and we have, you know, you to thank for that, because it's definitely encouraging to see that. And I think as everybody desires to grow as artists, it helps, you know, the artists beside you to improve and to grow that much more. So I think it's been really, really cool to watch the last couple of years.
I feel honored. Thank you very much, Ty. Any ideas of some new music coming out in the future?
We definitely have been working on new music. I can say that. It's been just due to the circumstances. We actually have recently converted our mechanic shop at the farm to our music rehearsal space. So that was kind of a few years in progress. And we this year kind of helped transition one of the rooms into a studio. And so we've been doing some recording remotely. And I think, you know, now is a great time to write and create new music. And I'm looking forward to 2021 to see what artists have to come out with, because when you stick a bunch of creatives in a box, you're going to definitely see some overflow of creativity. So I'm excited to see what everybody comes out with, but we definitely have been working on things as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you here, Ty, what does 2021 hold for the Hunter Brothers?
Yeah, I mean, we're not 100% sure. We have a lot of different things that we're working on at the moment. Like I said, some new music. Hopefully we get to revisit the shows that we were unable to do this past summer. I guess we'll just have to take it one day at a time. But we'll never stop creating, that's for sure. So we have lots of things that'll be coming out in the next little while. So you can stay tuned on our socials, like I said, to see what happens.
Ty, it's an absolute honor to get a hold of you and an absolute honor and a privilege to chat with you. I wish you and the brothers all the success in the world, and I thank you very much for your time.
Hey, likewise, Keith, and yeah, we truly mean from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for all that you do for Canadian country music and for just continuing to support us, not only this year, but throughout the years, and yeah, just continuing to do what you do. We really appreciate you, so thank you.